Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Yud Tes, and we are on Yud Ches Amud Beis, towards the bottom by the two dots, Shisha Linadava. As we continue finishing off the sixth and getting into the seventh and penultimate parak here in Meseches Shkalim. Shisha Linadava. So if you remember, the Mishnah described yesterday that there were 13 shofaros in the Mikdash, and seven of them had certain items written on them, so that's why they would the money would go to those items, the new shkalim, the old shkalim, different types of birds, the wood, the lavona, and the gold for the kaporas. And then the Mishnah says that the last six were all linadava. They're all linadava. So the question is, why do we need six for? Just have one linadava. Linadava means that it's used during the time when people need for the ketzam mizbeach, used for Olos. So what do you need six for? So a couple of suggestions. Number one, Chizkiah, or Rav Amar Chizkiah, Amar Kineged Shisha Batei Avos. Kineged, the six Batei Avos, right? We know that the Kohanim were split up into 24 Mishmaros, and every Mishmar was split up into six Batei Avos, all of them working on Shabbos. So depending what day of the week it was, that Beis Av took the money from that Pushka in order to bring the karbanos that it needed. That's the Bati Avos, right? The Tiklan Chatan says, Shekal Mishmar Chalak Levav Bati Avos Keneged Vav Yimei HaShavua, right? Keneged the 6 days of the week. Ze Oved Yomo Veze Yomo U'B'Shabbos Kulon Shavin, and on Shabbos they were all equal. V'Lachein Tiknu Vav Shofaros Shelo Yitol Ze Mishofaro Shel Ze V'Lo Asile Insuye. What do you mean? Just take them all at once. No. Less fights, right? Good fences make good neighbors. And, you know, if we each have our own pushka, our own box to take from, that will lead to less fights, like it says in Meseches Menachos, says the Tiklan Chatan. So number one, the six Bati Avos. Bar Padia Amar Kineged Sheish Behemos. The six types of animals that could be brought with this money. What animals? Par Ve'egel, V'sa'ir, Ayel, Gedi, Utla. The six animals that are possibly brought with these with this money. Number three. Shmuel Amar Kineged Shisha Karbanos. Kineged the six Karbanos, the six people who might want to come and use these Nadavas. I'm sorry, these Nadavas were for the private Karbanos. Of Karbanos all that people might need. Kine Zavim, Kine Zavos, Kine Yoledes, Chataos Va'ashamos, Haminachos Va'asiris Ho'efa. Right, all of the different question about the Gersos here, but different types of people needed different karbanos, and therefore they would come and use the different the six boxes for their own respective karbanos. Finishing up, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Al Yedei Shanadava Meruba Ribu Lo Shofaros Harbe. Rabbi Yochanan says because there were many people that required the use of this, if you would have one big box to put all the money in, that would not be good. Why? Because the Tiklan Chatan explains, if you have a lot of coins in one area, maybe they'll be mitapesh. Maybe they will get ruined, and the more you spread it out, the longer it's going to last. And that's why, because there was a lot, you wanted to spread it out so it could air out, and you'd be able to keep them for a longer time. Period. Interesting, the girsa that we have is Zavim and Zavos, separately. We mentioned in the past an important ha'ara of the Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah, not the Pirush Mishnah, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos Asei Ayin Hei, the Rambam points out that he counts the karbanos of his zav and his zava separately. He counts those as two separate Mitzvos Asei, unlike Mitzora and Mitzoraas, just to contrast. After all, we know the second paragraph of Meseches Krisis lists off the Mechusrei Kapara, those who are not only Tame, but they have to bring a Karban at the end of their Tara process. And what are they? Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora. Those four people, those individuals, and maybe a Ger. That's a Machlokas, I think it's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that a Ger might also be considered a Mechusrei Kapara. But either way, those are the people listed. So asks the Rambam on himself, after saying that a Zav and a Zava, their karbanos are counted separately, mitzvah ayin dalid is shetzivano sheyakrav karban kol ish Zav, kishen nisrapa mizovo, every time a Zav is nisrapeh, v'hakarban ahu shtei torim o shtei b'nei yonah echar chatas echar olah. And mitzvah ayin hey, the Rambam counts shetzivanu shetakrav karban kalisha zava kishetisrapa mizova. We know a zava and a zava are both sicknesses. It's not expected. It's not normal. Exactly, not a regular flow that they're expecting. A nid is a regular flow. A zava is a flow during the time that she's not supposed to see, during the 11 days not during her cycle. As we know, 7-11, 7-11, as discussed elsewhere. So if she becomes a zava gadola during that time period, so she has to bring a special set of karbanos after she counts shivadikia. Bizman hazeh, all women we treat as zavah gadolas, and therefore the chumrah derbi zera, even if a woman sees tipas tam kachardal, yoshevas alev, alehas shivadikia. But the Rambam, in terms of the karbanos, counts two separate mitzvahs aseh. So ask the Rambam, why do I do this? Why don't I count one mitzvah, karbanos of ziva? Karbanos of all of those individuals that have a problem and have an emission of ziva. V'ulai makshe yiksha alai. V'yomar achasha karban azav hu ki karban azava la malo timne min ka karban yischayevo komashi yischayev. Why don't I just count karban aziva? Kimo, just like I count chatas. I don't count all the people who are chayev chatas. I can't carbon chatas, and whoever is chayav the carbon is chatas, they're included in that mitzvah. The carbon asham vadai, I count asham as a mitzvah. I count asham talui as a mitzvah. I count olav yorein. But all the different people that are obligated in those respective carbonos, so it's one big mitzvah. Says the Rambam, why do I not count all of those separately while I count zava separately? Says the Rambam, yadaha makshe hahusha carbon zava zava eno al chataim. You know, a zava and a zava is not really for a specific chait. Avalu karban shechov al aso so al inyan minho inyanim. It's because a certain event occurred. It's not because of a chait. Like, it could fall into a larger category of chatas and olos. Ve'ilu hayu inyani hazivos ba'anashim v'nashim davar echad. If a man and a woman would be able to become a zav and a zava in the same way, Kimo shehu b'shem, like they are called both zav and zava. So then, fine, I would have counted them together. But the issue is, says the Rambam, there's different halachas for a zav and a zava. What makes a man a zav is not what makes a woman a zava. A woman has to have 3 days to become a zava gadola. A man could just have 3 emissions on the same day. That's just one difference, but there are other halachas. Oz, roilam notzum echad. If they would be the same, you'd be right to count them one. Aval einu inyan came. Ki agaras hazera min ha'ish, he should techaiveyo ha'karban. Vim yigar kamo hazera min ha'isha, hine lo hi lo tiye zava. Vi agaras, right, so she won't be a zava if she follows his rules. Vi agaras da min ha'isha techaiveyo ha'karban. Vim yigar hadam min ha'ish, eno chayv davar. If blood comes out of a man, right, it's different colors. Yellow, red. So therefore, even though they're both zav and zava, they have different halachos, and that's why I count them separately. I don't ask me for why then do I not count mitzora and mitzoraas separately. It's one carbon of a mitzora, because they have the same halachos. There's no difference between a man and a woman becoming a mitzora. All the different rules and regulations learned out from Parshas Tazria is the same, and therefore I count it the same. And the Rambam says, you know what my raya is, that this is true, that I should count zav and zava separately, and not mitzor and mitzoraz? The Mishnah that we quoted up above, the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak in Krisus, the Mishnah says, arba al mechusrei kapara. There are 4 people who lack kapara until they lack the tara process being completed until they bring a karbon. Who are they? Zav, zava, yoled this mitzora. So blame it on Rabbi Yudanasi. Don't blame it on me, says the Rambam. The Rebbe says Zav and Zava separately, and Mitzora as one. So therefore, the Rambam says, I just follow suit. So that's what's alluded to right here. Kine Zavim v'kine Zavos. Right? They're said separately, because that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that there are separate events that cause the Karbanos to be Mechuya, and that's why you count it as separate, Mitzvah Zaseh. Okay. So that finished up what we use the 6 lina Dava for. Next, says the Gemara, Ksiv, ukechalosam, and when they finished the building, once we're talking about different leftovers, so we continue talking about this. So ukechalosam, when we finish when they finished building, they brought the leftover money. After they finished the renovations, they brought it to Yehoyada. The Mishnah mentioned Yehoyada, so we bring this Chazal also. V'chulu. Reb Shimon bar Nachman, b'shem Reb Yonasan Amar. Reb Shimon bar Nachman says, the Tehillim Chadin explains, there are two different psukim that make it unclear to know whether there was one or two boxes for Nedavos during this time period. So that's what this Machlokas is going to be about. Shtei Nedavos Asa. So the Pashas Rabbi Yonasan says there were two boxes that were used. Why? Because one pasuk, the two different psukim explain that it was placed in two different places, one inside, one outside. So two different boxes. Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Nedava Achas. No, Rabbi Yishmael says no. It was really one Nedava, but they put it. You see on the top line in the Karban Eida, Lo'olam Nedava Achas Aisa Ela Sheyeho Yada Natnu Bifnim Aval Hamelach Amar Sheyitnei Bachutz. Right, they put it inside, then they moved it outside, but it was really one. Dichsiv, back in the Gemara. Vayomer HaMelech Vayasu Aron Echad Vayitzneu Behechal Beis Hashem Vayikov Chur Badalso. They put a hole in it in order to get the money out. Vahad Dichsiv Vayomer HaMelech Vayasu Aron Echad Vayitzneu Bishar Beis Hashem Chutza. Isn't that a stira? You put it inside the Hechal, you put it outside. Amar Avchuna Mibnei Atzmeim. No, it's the same box. They just brought it out when the Melech decided to allow Temeim, Temei Mace, and Temei Sheretz, who also want to put money in, they're not allowed to come inside further. So that's why he moved it outside. But it's really the same box. That's one opinion. But Rav Chuna, B'shem Rav Yosef, they go back to the first opinion. No, it was two. How do you know it was two? Ach lo ye'asa beis Hashem sipos kesef mizamros v'chulu. The Karban Eda explains that their two psukim list off two different totsaot, two different places, and what you use it for. Do you use it for bedek abayis? Do you use it for klisharis? So if you're using it for two different things, it obviously meant two different boxes. So that's why, at that time in history, when they finished, in the time of Yehoyada, and they had the leftovers, machlokas tanoim, how many boxes, how many pushkas did they have for nidava? Period. Okay, hadin alach parak duv gimel shofaros. That's the parak of shlosha asar shofaros. And now we continue talking about other kadshim Sveikos that come up in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Ma'os Shenimtzu Bein Shkalim L'Nedava. As we mentioned, there are 13 boxes where the monies went for people to put in, and the people who had different needs used to take it from the different boxes. What happens if you find some money on the floor in between? Right, it's not in the box, but it's in front of the box. It's next to the box. So what do you do if you have this suffix? Ma'os Shenimtzu Bein Shkalim L'Nedava. So it's found between shkalim, right? Shkalim is the first one that we mentioned. Shkalim, tiklin chadatin, tiklin atikin, and nedava, one of the six boxes that were labeled nedava. So it depends. Karav l'shkalim, yiflu l'shkalim. If you found it closer to the shkalim box, so you must assume that it fell out of the shkalim box. L'nedava, yiflu nedava. If it was closer to the Nadava, so Yivlu Nadava. Mechsa, Yivlu Nadava. If it's exactly equal, you measured, then it goes to Nadava. Right? Whenever, we'll see. Whenever that happens, then you go to the more Machmir context. Nadava is the more Machmir context in this case, as we will see, the Gemara will explain why it is more machmir. What is the sort? Let's just finish these three cases, and then we'll talk about it. Ben Eitzim Lavona, if you find it between the one marked Eitzim and the one marked Lavona, frankincense, Karav LaEitzim, Yiplu LaEitzim. Lil Lavona, Yiplu LaLavona, whichever is closer. Mechza LaMechza, Yiplu LaLavona. If it's half and half, Yiplu LaLavona, that's the bigger. The Chiddush, the Tikkun Chadin explains, because Lavona is itself Hukrav, is itself has the status of a carbon, while Eitzim are only machshire carbon. And therefore, you go to the more chamor one, and that is the carbon itself. Bein kinim goes le'ola, you find it between the kinim and the goes le'ola. We had a machlokas, if you remember in the last parak, was this a chavis and an ola, was it both olos? But karav le'kinim, yipul le'kinim. Karav le'goz le'ola, yipul goes le'ola. Whichever is closer. Mechza le'mechza, yipul goes le'ola. Because those are olos, and that has more kedusha. Period. Bein chulin. So now, forget the Beis HaMikdash. What about in your house? What if you have two pushkas in your house, one for chulin money and one for meiser sheni money? So bein chulin l'meiser sheni, karav l'chulin, yiplu l'chulin. L'meiser sheni, yiplu l'meiser sheni. Mechza l'mechza, yiplu l'meiser sheni. Ze'aklal, and the rule is, hoch en acher ha'karav l'hakel, mechza l'mechza l'achmir. If it's exactly equal, then you can even go l'kula. But if it is half and half, mechza lemechza, then what has to be machmir? What is the source for this concept of karov? What's the source? So we know the concept of following a rove that has sources. The Gemara in Chulin, Holchanach Harov, Lintos Achrei Rav Lahatos. Right, there are different sources about going following after rove. What about chazaka? So different sources the Gemara gives for chazaka also. How do you know that you follow a chazaka? Different types of chazakas. How do you know you follow karov? What's the source for that? So the Rav Bartanura here says it's also a pasuk in Chumash where Parsha Shoftim Egla Rufa. That's the source for karov. The basar karov azlina dechziv ha'isa ha'ir ha'krovah ha'chalal, the city that's closest to the corpse, the ha'omer, right, that's, we know that, you go by karov, figuring out. And then the Bar Tanura adds the following line, the ha'omer, rov v'karov halach achar rov, quoting a Gemara elsewhere, Beitza, Babasa, they talk about it, what if you have rov and karov, versus karov, which do you follow? Meaning, let's say there is a something that's much that's close. Let's say there's a bird. There's a bird that's close to a certain Reuven's chicken coop. But most birds in the world point in the other direction. Like Shimon has more birds. Shimon has more birds. So you don't know whose bird this is. It's closer to Reuven, but Shimon has more birds. So do you follow the rove or do you follow Karov? So there is an opinion that says you go after the rove. We'll discuss why. That's in a minute. But if you say rove akarv alakachar a rove, so what about Karov l'shkalim, yiplu l'shkalim, yeah, you go after Karov, but what is there more of? Is there more in which box? So says the Rav Bartanura. If you say Rov and Karov, halachach Rov, our Mishnah must be talking about where it's equal. Equal, and therefore that factor is not a factor. So you're right, in Achinami, if Rov beats Karov, then in our case, if one of the boxes was more full, so then you would go after that. That is what the Bartanura says. Says that the Pharisee Yisrael right here, he says, I don't understand that. How do you determine the population of the money? Right, if it has more money now, but who cares? Maybe when it fell out, the other box had more money. So why should you be forced to say, oh, it's equal, because if one had more, so then you would go by that one. Well, if he has died, he says that the Pharisee Israel, da'afilu hashta ikaruba b'chad shofar. No, even if there is rove in one shofar right now, you would usually go rove a karov ala kachar a rove, here you'd go after karov. Why? Afize ikla meimar to meet the chazina de rov amos shehuvu ayom shkalam on a dava havi gamze anipsa hayamehem. You might go by rov of the money that was brought today. No, I'll call upon him. Kivan de ein harabayis asui lehis kabed, because harabayis is not swept every day, as we'll see soon. Lahachi emrinan shema bishaa shenevah rov b'teva acheres. This is a very unclear rov. Do you go by rove today, rove yesterday, rove? So you don't know. So rove is not a factor. Not because it's equal right now, but because there are so many other sfeikos that you're not going to assume that the rove that you are seeing today is the rove that you have to go by. That's a machlokas between the Rav Bartanura and the Tiferes Yisrael. What is the case of our Mishnah? Do you have to say that there's an equal amount of money in the pushkas? So why? What's the svar for rove v'karv halachach or a rove? If you have, in our case, where everything being equal, mechza, you follow the karov. Karov is a factor. But sometimes if you have, let's say, rove against it, you don't follow the rove. You follow the rove and not the karov. So explain the achronim. Rabbi Chanan has this, and others. And that is the general topic of when you have rules of following a certain yesod in cases of suffix. How do we understand that yesod? So we know in all areas of halacha, the Torah tells us what to do in a case of a suffix. Tum and tara, what's the rule? Suffix tumah bereshis harabim tahar bereshis hayachid tameh. What's the rule by dini mamonis? Hamotzeh mechaveh olav araya. Right, what's the rule by isurim? Suffix d'araisa l'chumra, suffix d'rabbanan l'kula. There are all different rules and regulations what we do by a case of suffix. Here too, rov, chazaka, karov, these are all rules. And the big shiloh that all the achronim always ask is, it's ready, the roots are ready in the Rishonim, Tosfos in the beginning of Seches Nida, and that is, how do we look at these rules? Do we say what the achronim call a birur or a hachra'a? Do we say, well, we have no idea, but we don't want to stalemate, so we need to tell you what to do. So this is what you do. We really don't know what the emes is, though. Hachra'a, to be machria, do this. You know, we don't know if it's us or a treif. So you know what? Don't eat it, because it's an issa daraisa, so just to be safe. If it's drabanan, then give me a mekel. Do we know the truth? No. We don't know what the truth is. It might be kosher, might not be kosher. Sofei daraisa l'chumra, sofei daraisa l'kula. Or do we say no? In certain contexts, when the Torah tells you to do something, we are allowed to assume that this is birur. We are allowed to assume that this is the emes. Not just you should act this way, but this is the emes. So, for example, hamotzei mechaver olav araya. Rabbi Chanan says, pashtus, that's a birur. If I go over to you and say, can I please have my shirt? And you say, this is my shirt, I know what you're talking about. And I say, no, it's my shirt, give it to me. And the halacha is, I cannot take your shirt unless I prove it. Let's say you then go and are Makadish and Isha with that shirt. So do we say, oh, it's Safik Mekudeshes? No, unless I prove it, it's yours. And it's Vada yours, and you can get married with it. It's what we call Birur. It's Mevarer the Safik. It's not just Hachro. We don't know what to do, so you know you have to bring a Raya. So in every area, you have to ask that. And sometimes you're out of Machlokas, whether something is a Birur or something is a Chazaka. So that's the question that you have to ask when two things go up against each other. Says Rabbi Chanan, and he talks about this here in Baba Basra, Siman Ayin Ches, talks about it at the beginning of Beit. So also, let's say Rov and Chazaka. Ruba v'Chazaka. Do we say Ruba Adif or Chazaka Adif? When you have Karov and Rov. Holachachar Rov. Why is that? So Rov, many assume, is a Birur. Rov, it's Holachachar Rov. You're Mevarer. Most of the population is from here. So what about Karov? Is Karov a Birur? Because it's close to here, so that Vada came from here? Or do they say no? Either way, the svara for Rubava Karov, Holachachar Rov, is because Rov is stronger. Let's say Rov is a Birur. It could be that Karov is a Hachra, or less of a birur. In any case, that's the lumdis behind that. Rabbi Chana's question here, interestingly, is does karov help where you have a stalemate in because of other issues? Let's say you have what's called trey u'trey. You have two witnesses against each other, right? Trey u'trey. So we say, you know, we throw it out because we don't know what to do, right? There are two edim on each side of the case. What happens if you have a karov b'makom trey u'trey? Could karov help break the stalemate of trey u'trey? Yesh lehistapek imahani karov b'makom sheshtei kitei edim hamachisho zezeh. Because if you look elsewhere, Tosas, for example, says a migu b'makom trey u'trey does nothing. Migu, a power of somebody saying I could have said a better taina and I didn't. That doesn't work for b'makom trey u'trey. You know why Tosas says? Because a migu is like two witnesses. So if you add on two witnesses, so it's four against two, it's still a stalemate. 100 against 2 is a stalemate, right? Mea Edim, right? 2 Edim are like 100 Edim. It's all two, it's all equal. So, ironically here, if you say that the principle is working as if it's two witnesses, then it's not going to help a Makom Trey U'trey. Because you're trying to get clarity, you're not going to get clarity. Because it's already, you have a contradiction, witnesses on both sides. But if you say it's not a Birur, it's a Hachra, you don't know what to do, we don't know what the emes is, but the Torah says, act like this. So then ironically, the weaker it is, if it's a, I want to call it weaker, I would just call it different. If it's a hachra, then it might be able to break the stalemate of trey u'trey. That's what he says. Avo matzinu d'chazaka mahanya gam b'makom trey u'trey. V'hadam d'chazaka eino mitam birur, says Rabbi Chanan. Ela demi safek ein motzi en adavar mechaz kaso. V'zeh shaya gam b'sveka d'trey u'trey. V'yem kein yesh l'stavik v'karov. How does karov work? That's the suffix. Imu mitam birur, o digzeres akasavu, ve'enu mavara klau, ve'efshar tabahani gam betrei u'trei, kamo chazaka. That's Rabbi Chanan's suffix. How does karov work? Right, and then the nafkamina would be, if it's a hachra, I might be able to break trey u'trei. Well, if it's a birur, it might not, because edim are the best birur. And you see, edim don't have an effect here. So too, if it's a birur, it wouldn't be able to change anything. But either way, that's the yesod in this Mishnah of karov, and the discussion is here, is it up against any other principle? That's the Machlokas, the Tiferes Yisrael, and the Bar Tanura. And what if it would be, how would it act? That's Rabbi Chanan's discussion.
Two
against one, the two win, for sure. Two ki to Edom against one kat of Edom, no. No, they're equal. Trey more Edom unless one of them are huzam, separate kita, right? Unless one of them hazama, then we throw them out, and then they might be able to function. Does karov? We'll get to call the parish on a base as a chef. Okay, says the Gemara. Lo hutzracha delope in shkalam lakinim. Ask the Gemara. It's an unusual case. The first case, the Mishnah says, if it's found between this and this, So usually, if you have 13 boxes, you would say if it's found between 1 and 2, if it's found between 3 and 4. The Gemara says if it's found between 13 and 1, right? It's unusual, right? We have Shkalim and we have Nedava. So why do we say that? Right? Aren't they far from each other? So Rabbi Avun, b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, come in, buchli yar ha-yo-sin. They're in a circle. They're in a circle. So therefore, 13 is next to 1. Maybe that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, telling us that case to teach us that they were in a circle. Mechzel and mechzel yiplu in Nedava. Mechzel and mechzel fall to Nedava. So explaining why that is today is why Nedava, meaning, if it's Shkalim and Nedava, it goes to Nedava. Why? Nedava is more Chamor. Why is it more Chamor? Two suggestions. Is to buy Meimar, maybe one could say, Shema Yiplu Lishiyare Halishka, because let's say it goes to Shkalim. If it goes to Shkalim, it might end up being leftover Shkalim. If it's leftover Shkalim, it might be used for Chomas Ha'ir, right? Whatever leftover we had earlier in the Masechta, which isn't even a carbon. So that's why it's better to go to Nedava, where it's used as a carbon itself. That is more Chamor, and that's where it goes. Or is to buy Meimar, the other suggestion why it goes to Nedava, maybe we treat it like Mechzel Lemechzel, Kamisha Meis. If it's Mechzel Lemechzel now, so it is separated from the person who threw it in, if it was a Shokel, and like we had earlier, it's like somebody who died, we had earlier, I think, a Daf Hey or Daf Vav, that says that it goes to Nedava if the person died beforehand. So to here, we would treat it like that case. Rabbi Yosa, Ad da'ana tamon shamis kol Rav Yehuda shal Shmuel. While I was there in Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel, I heard, right, tamon here is Bavel, because we're still in Yerushalmi for another 3 days, right, and then we get back to Bavel, right, shamis kol Rav Shmuel shal Shmuel. I heard Rav Yehuda ask Shmuel. Remember, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. So, Rav Yehuda, I heard Rav Yehuda ask Shmuel. Hifrish shiklo v'meis amar le yiplu nedava. Right, that's the case, just like why we say we treat it like that case. And Asiris HaEifah Shalo, this was the other question that he asked him at the same time. That's why he's brought here, even though it's not related. Asiris HaEifah Shalo, what about leftover Asiris HaEifah? So that we had a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakash. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yoli, Cham Liyam HaMelech, throw it into the Dead Sea. And Rabbi Lezer, not Rish Lakash, but Rabbi Lezer, Omer Yiplu Nedava, throw it and put it into the Nedava. Fine, period. Says the Gemara Vakasha, V'yishchatas kreva ola. Could you switch a chatas becoming an ola? Right, what do we say? If it falls in between yiplu and adava, in some of the cases, let's say the cases of the birds. So some of them might have been a chatas, and now we say it can become an ola, right? Ratiklin chatatin. Animsa bein kinin legozle ola parach. Right, that's what we're asking on. Because gozle ola, according to one of the opinions from yesterday, is for the pair of birds, chatas and ola, and then you throw it into the one that's only olas. So how does that happen? A chatas can't become an ola, right? We said different avodos. That's what all Masechas Kedim is about. So, chizkia b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish, t'nai bezdin hu, ala mosaros sheikrivu olos. Basically, it's an implicit, when a person gives that, it's an implicit condition that Bezdin makes, not a Bezdin physically made the condition, but it's a built-in clause in the halacha that says that if you find it, then you're allowed to give it to Olos. Ha'isha azos, but mehi mischaperes. Okay, fine, that you could say that, but how is this woman, Lamaisa, getting a kapara? She requires to bring a chatas and an ola, and then she's not, that she's just bringing Olos. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Tanai Bezdin Hu. That's also part of it. Hamasapik es akinim, hu hamasapik es apsulos. What does that mean? The one who supplies the birds has to give extra. Right, at that night they go and they see if any of the numbers don't line up, but they always put in extra money for chatas, so that any woman whose coin might have fallen out, if they find 3 coins outside, they'll bring 3 extra chatos just in case. Lo tzercha de lo bin k'toris le'itzim le'levona le'zava le'kapares. Ask the Gemara, why don't you give other examples? You only give 3 examples in the Mishnah. Why don't you give these other examples if it falls in between? So, v'tanita b'sofa ze'aklal hochan achara karov mechzel mechzel ha'achmir. No, it just gives a couple of examples, which each have a chiddush to them. And then, you know, it just sums it up at the end. And we said, what's the chiddush? Lavona is actual carbon, and shkalim versus nadava. Nadava is being more machmir. Right? So there's a chiddush about each one, and that's why it mentions those examples. Okay, we continue. Says the next Mishnah. What if you find other money? Ma'o shen nimsu lefnei sochari behema. What happens if you find money in front of the animal merchants? in Yerushalayim, in front of the sellers of animals, La'ola Meiser. That's all assumed to be Meiser Sheni money. Any money that you find in front, Meiser Sheni, because people bring Meiser Sheni money to buy animals to eat in Yerushalayim. So money found in front of these socharim are assumed to be Meiser Sheni money. Why don't we assume it fell maybe from the sellers of the animal after they sold and after the Kedusha transferred onto the animals and the money is now chulin? Right? Why do you have to assume it's Meiser Sheni money? So the Tikkun Chazan has 2 days here. Why do you assume it's Meiser Sheni money? Number one, Safik Daraisa Lachumra. You're not sure. So Safik Daraisa Lachumra. Safik Yisur Lachumra. Number one. Number two, because there are more buyers than there are sellers. You could have 10 people in the store. They're all holding Meiser Sheni money. Right? After the seller gets it, okay, then it switches. But there's more people that it probably fell from that still has the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni. So it's Rov or Safik Daraisa Lachumra. Those are the two deos in the Tiklin Chadatin. I'll talk about Safik Daraisa Lachumra, but let's just finish the Mishnah first. Says the Mishnah, Uba Harabayis Chulin. If you find money on Harabayis, anywhere, not in front of these merchants, Chulin, you assume it's Chulin money. Why? Because, as we mentioned earlier, Harabayis is not swept every day, so the money could have come from before, meaning always. There's even a Chagim. It could have come from beforehand, and therefore we say that it is, you're allowed to treat it as chulin. Allowed to treat it as chulin, even though somebody writes on the chumra. But this overrides it because there's a strong probability that it was chulin. What is money, chulin money, doing on Harabayis? How is there money on Harabayis? Are you allowed to bring anything you want onto Harabayis? Ask Tosfos and Psachim, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, this Mishnah in Shkalim is quoted there. He says, Makshari, Heich Nimsu Sham, Hamrina Beperka Roe, Lo Yikonis Baharabayas, Bimos Atsuros Bisadino. You're not allowed to go onto Harabayas with your wallet. Right? So how is there money there? Oh, somebody must have dropped it. How is it there? You're not allowed to go on with your wallet. With your Mos Atsuros Bisadino. Omeri, De Eno Aser Ella Hecha De Nosan Bifarhesya Bisadino. De Genayu. Wow. Aval Bitsin Alo. Says Tosfos, it's only usher if people can notice it. If people could see your money belt, if people could see your pouch, but let's say you just have some money in your pocket and nobody knows, that's not an isser. That's Tosfos Ashita. And therefore, that's what we assume maybe happened here. Maybe you went in privately, maybe you fell out. Right? This is on our bias, right? This is the halacha that we know. You can't go into the Beis HaMikdash with your sandin. The Rav Soloveitchik discusses in one of his Yartzei Shiurim, why is it that you're allowed to go into a shul with your wallet? Right, we know that Beis HaKnesses is patterned after Beis HaMikdash. Right, a lot of Sefer Halachas, right? There's a pushka in shul that you're allowed to wear shoes into the shul. You're not allowed to wear shoes onto Harabayis. Right, leather shoes, what's counted as shoes. So why are there differences, even though there are parallels? The Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah that the same pasuk that we know that a Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha even though it's desolate, so we learn that for Beis HaKnesses too. So there are many parallels between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses, and there are differences. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, it's based on two words of Rava at the end of Maseches Brachas, where Rava says, Ki Beiso. What does Beiso mean? Explains Rav Soloveitchik, Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses are both places where we meet Hashem. The question is, who's on the home turf? Who's being ma'areach whom? Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is home, and we go to him kaviyach, so to speak. Beis HaKnesses, it's so to speak our place, and Hashem comes to us, so to speak. And that's why, if you meet the president in the Oval Office, it's a different formality than meeting him in your living room. Right? You're meeting the Lahavdil. Right? You're meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both places, but there's a different standard. When it comes to Beis HaMikdash, then it comes to Beis HaKnesses. And that's why there's a difference. There are parallels, but there are also differences. So that's the money. As Tosfos and Maseches Psachim Adav Zayin discusses this about the money found in Harabayis. The Achronim also discuss why is the Beis HaMikdash kohen of the money? If it's found, it's lost. Kinyan Chatzer. Is there Kinyan Chatzer by a Beis HaMikdash? Is there a Kinyan Chatzer by a shul? What happens if somebody leaves their coat in shul for 6 months? Right? Could the shul sell it if there's no name in it? Nobody claims it. Right? Or anything found in a shul. Right? In a hall of a shul. So that's a big discussion also in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Kufnu Dalet. Is there a kaz of Kinyan Chatzer when it comes to a shul? But this Mishnah plays a prominent role in that discussion. Good. Let's continue. So if money is found in Har HaBayis, you're allowed to assume it's chulin. It's somebody dropped it, they brought it in privately, says Tosfos. Ubi Yerushalayim. What if you found it outside of Har HaBayis, in Yerushalayim? So b'shar kol yamos hashana chulin. The rest of the year chulin. Assume it's chulin money. Ubishas hareg alakol meiser. But yontif time, it's assumed to be meiser sheni money. Because that's when everybody comes and brings their meiser sheni money to Yerushalayim. Basos, that's about money. Now let's go to meat. Basos shenim sabazara. Meat that's found in the Azara, we assume, why is there meat in the Azara? Right, there's an Isser of Chulin Shenishkutu Bazara, there's an Isser of bringing Chulin into the Azara. So we assume any meat found in the Azara is from a carbon. The question is, which carbon is it from? So, Basa Shenimsa Bazara, a varim, if it's a limb, olos. Right, we assume it's a carbon ola, because an ola is all burned, including the limbs. V'chatichos, if it's a cut piece of meat, so chatos, we assume it's a chatos. Ubi, that's if it's found in the Azara. We assume it's Karbanos. Ubi Yerushalayim, what if it's found outside? It's in Yerushalayim. Ziv Chei Shlamim, we assume it's Shlamim, which can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. But Lamaisa, you can't eat any of this. You're just covering yourself. Zev Zed Tubar Tsuraso, you're allowed to assume this for various halachas, not for eating it. In any case, you have to wait overnight until it definitely becomes pasul, the Yetz of the Mesa Strafe, and then you have to burn it. Right? You can't eat it because maybe you're wrong. Maybe it's an Ola. Maybe it's some other carbon. Maybe it's already nifsal. Maybe it's from yesterday. And it's already possible. You don't know for sure. So you can't burn it yet. So you wait till the next day until it definitely becomes possible. And then you burn it. Nimsa, that's how we sound. If it's found in the Azara.
It's
not clean. Oh, so the Tikkun Chatan talks about what the nafkamina is. If you want to look what the nafkamina is in terms of assuming like these other carbonos. So we've talked about if you found it in the Azara, if you found it in Yerushalayim. And now, what if you found it? Nimsa Begvulin. If you found it outside. Avarim nevelas. An avar, you assume it's just a nevela. It's a piece of an animal, a nevela, and you're not allowed to eat it. Va'achatichos butaros. But if it's cut up meat, and it's in a city which is all Jewish, the Tikkun Chatan adds, that's an important hosafa butaros, so then it is mutter. And we'll see, that's mamish mutter. It's mamish mutter to eat it. U'b'shas haregel, shehabasar meruba af avar mutaros. And b'shas yantif, when it's totally packed, jam-packed with millions of Jews, that even the Evarim would be mutter. Obviously, Evarim with meat on it would be mutter. Good.
You assume that it's meluach, that the blood is there.
You assume, you prepare it. You're able to look at it and assume if it was prepared properly, the Gidon. You might have to check, right, for the Gidon Asha and for the Malicha. You'd have to maybe just bring it to a butcher to check. Mention the machlokes that has come up, but it came up right here in the Tikkun Chatan, and that is Savei Daraisa L'Chumra. That was one of the reasons that you have to assume if you find the money in front of the Socharim, you have to assume it's Meiser Sheni money. There is a major machlokes Rishonim whether Savei Daraisa L'Chumra is itself a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. 98% of Rishonim assume that's a Din D'Oraisa. Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra is Asur D'Oraisa. You might not get Malkus for that because it's still Safek. It's not Vadai, but it's Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, it's a Din D'Oraisa. Famous sheet of the Rambam, the Rambam holds that it is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Meaning, on a D'Oraisa level, Safek D'Oraisa is also a Kula. Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra is itself a Din D'Rabbanan. The Rambam says this in a few places, including Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Tes. The Ein Tame Min HaTorah Ela Misha Nitma Tuma Vadais. Ela Kola Sveikos. All Sveikos, says the Rambam. Bein Betumos. Bein B'machalas Asuros. Bein Ba'arayos. Vishabasos. Ein Choshashin Lahen Ela Midivrei Sofrim. Kavosha Biarna Bilchas Isurei Bio B'kam B'komos. That is the sheet of the Rambam. Savik D'Araisa L'Chumra is a Din D'Rabbanan. And the Rivet here says, a Sheepish Gadol, big problem, V'chulu. One of the major questions that is asked on the Rambam is that the Gemara requires a Pasuk to tell me that certain cases of Savei D'Oraisa are Lakula. For example, the Gemara says, Mamzer Vadai is Asur, Mamzer Safek is Mutter. If it's a Safek Mamzer, it's Mutter. Or Arla Vadai is Asur. But Safek Arla can be Mutter. So what do you need a Pasuk for that? According to the Rambam, Savei D'Oraisa is Lakula D'Oraisa. So what do you need a Pasuk for to tell me that these cases of Safek are Lakula? Right, of course they're Lakula. Because that's what you hold, Rambam, always. So that's the discussion of the first Shmaitza. Shev Shmaitza, the Ksos, in his Sefer that he gave at his Sheva Brachas, the seven Sugyas, the Shev Shmaitzas, those were long Sheva Brachas, Kinnereh, and then in the first Shmaitza, he talks about this Machlokas being the Rambam and the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban, the Rashba, by Tzoy, the Reis of the Chumra, and the first five pages of the Shev Shmaitza discusses this question. According to the Rambam, Safik Mamzer shouldn't need a Pasuk. So how would you answer that question? That is the discussion of the first mitzvah. Again, if we have time, when he talks about different answers, he quotes the Pnei Yeshua's answer, he quotes his own answer. Maybe there's a difference if there is other factors involved. Even Ikva Isura, that's the closest suggestion, right? Ikva Isura, maybe the Rambam would agree, and this is Daraisa, where the Isser is there already, Ikva, in this situation. Okay, either way, that's an important discussion just to be aware of. Says the Gemara, Lo Tzurcha de Lo Bahara Bayis Kodesh. So, this is basically the same question we said. Is there, we assume if it's in Harabayis, that it's Kodesh, right? Later on, we say Harabayis Chulin. Right? Why is that? We assume it's Kodesh. The Gemara says, Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chiyah, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Chazaka she'ein ha-Kohen motzi min alishka moz ad shehu mechalon ala behema. We assume right when the Kohen takes the money out of the lishka, he changes the Kedusha onto the money, onto the behema. So the behema automatically gets the Kedusha, and the money automatically becomes chulin. So there's a real netiyah, a real probability that the money would be chulin, and that's why we treat it as such. Basar shenim savachulu, Reb Lezer b'shem Reb Oshia. Hisiyah da'as toni b'tzura. If you are mesiyach das from the karban, you require ibr tzura. Meaning, if you aren't focusing on it, maybe it became tame, maybe you don't know what it is. It requires ibr tzura. Meaning, you have to leave it overnight and then you have to burn it. Amar Reb Oshia is exactly what our Mishnah says. Masizan amar kain tu bar tzura so v'yasal beis asreifa. Right, it goes out. And amar Reb Yosi v'yos. Yes, and let me give you a svara. It's correct. La'achlo ein ata yachol. You can't eat it. Shemin is kachol tzuraso. Maybe it's from yesterday. Maybe you already had ibr tzura. L'fum kein. That's why tzarach meimar tu bar tzuraso v'yitzel beis asreifa. So that's what you do in this case where you found it. Period. Nimsa bigvulin v'chulu. But if you found it bigvulin, you have all the different deus about the cases. Is it yantif? Is it not yantif? But if you found the meat bigvulin, our Mishnah said avarim is nevela and chatichos are mutter. Rabbi Crispa b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. Avarim nevela's lokan alei mishum nevela. When the Mishnah says that if you find an avar, it's a nevela, it's vada nevela. You're going to get malchus for that. It's not just Savi Darais Alachumra. You're going to get Malkus for that. Masnisa Amrakeni, and I know it from the Mishnah, why? Evare Nevelos v'chatichos mutaros. So you have the parallel. Chatichos mutaros. Lo mamish, isn't that literal? That it's literally mutter, the chatichos? V'dechvas Evarim Nevelos lo galeim u'shem Nevela. So that's Rabbi Crispa, B'shem Rabbi Yosi, that it's so vadai that you're going to get Malkus for it. Rabbi Crispa, Bishim, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, they say also, Im hayu mechurazos mutaros. If they were strung together, is also mutter. So what is that referring to? So the Tiklan Chadatin has two deyas here. Maybe it's referring to Evarim, not just Chatichos. So if the Evarim are connected, so maybe that's a sign that a person went through the trouble and shechted it and it's kosher. Or maybe it's even going on in the Azara. Two deyas of the Tiklan Chadatin, what is this line referring to? One of the earlier cases, that was Aser, is now mutter according to this day. Period. So now we have big Yaradeya topics. Teisha Chanuyos, again, discussed at length elsewhere by Rishonim. Teisha Chanuyos, Mochres Basa Nevela V'achal Mochres Basa Shchuta. You have 10 stores. 9 sell treif meat and 1 sells kosher meat. Nischal Fulo, and you bought from one of the stores and you don't know which one you bought from. So Choshes, you have to be worried. What do you mean, worry? It's what you said before. Kol kavua kemechsal mechsadami. The stores are kavua, are stationary, and the rule is probably exeris akasiv, even though we mentioned that there have been doctoral theses written about trying to give a svara for kavua and parish, but pashas is exeris akasiv. Ms. Hapulo, you don't remember which store you bought it from, so you have to be worried. You consider it 50-50, meaning if it's 50-50, it's even if it's 90-10, so it's usser. Ula Nim says, but if you found a piece of meat outside the store, then hocharacharov, then you apply the principle of kol deparish, meruba parish. If something's separated from the rove, you go up to the rove, which here wouldn't make a difference, because here, rove of the store is a treif anyway, and it would still be usser. What about the opposite direction, though? Teisha chanuyos mocheres basar shchut devachas mocheres basar nevela. 9 kosher, 1 treif. Nischal fulo. If you bought one and you don't remember which one you bought from, choshes, then it's usser. Because you consider it 50-50. And even though 9 are kosher, but you consider it 50-50, so it's treif. Ula nim says, but there if you find one, holchan achar arov, then it will be mutter, because called the parish, meruba parish. Right? These are the principles that come up elsewhere. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, uha nimsa, bi anachreg nimsa beplatya. If a non-Jew has a piece of meat, again, and we'll see, he took it from this area, it's as if you found it in the street. I mean, the same rules would apply. Says the Gemara, really? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chagai, Havi Mismach, Rabbi Chama, Mana, he was supporting Rabbi Mana, Chama, Lechad Armoy. They saw one Arimian, Mekatea Min Sosio, Mafik Labra, cut a piece of his horse off and bring it outside. Amarlei, Hadehi, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, and him says, Biad Nachri, Kimiz, Beplatia. This is Rabbi Yochanan's din, look at this guy. He has it, and it's a piece of horse meat. Right, so you're going to tell me you're allowed to be mako if there's 9 kosher stores and you find a piece of meat by the guy? So Amar Le, Cain, Amar Rabbi Yossi. When did Rabbi Yossi say it? Only if Vehein Sheroo so Yotzi mi makulon shel Yisrael. If you see him coming out of the kosher market with a piece of meat, that's where we say it would be kosher. But obviously, if not, if you don't see this, then you wouldn't say that you're able to rely on it. Period. A big discussion, Lamaisa, this is talking about in terms of karbanos, but we know, halacha Lamaisa, we have the halacha of basar shenis ali min ha'ayin, right, the Gemara in Maseches Chulin. Right, on a d'oraisa level, you have rules, kavua and parish, but on a d'rabana level, you don't have any of these rules, right, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's one simon in Shulchan Aruch, simon Slama Gimel in Yeridea. Basar hanimsa mushlach bashuk, if you find a piece of meat and you don't know if it's kosher or not, if you find it in the shuk, holich acha harov. You go after the majority of stores, they're called the parish, Beruba parish. Right, that's the rule, like our Gemara says. Imaya rova mochrim ovde gochavim asur, imaya rova mochrim yisrael mutter. Vechain, our Gemara, basar hanimsa biat ovid kochavim. If a guy is holding a piece of meat, velo no dami mi lakach, and you don't know where he got the meat from, and the guy is selling a piece of meat. So we find it like, chas v'shalom! We would never! But let's say in the shtetl, in the days of old, when you don't have a regular butcher, and a piece of meat is not, it's pretty hard to come by. So you have rules. And then he said it's kosher. So if you find it, if a guy's holding it, so imayu mochrei abasar Yisrael, if he got it from the mochrei pashtus, he got it from them. So mutter. So that's the rules. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, zehu din Torah. These are the daraisa rules that you can hold up. That you go after rov. V'kfar asru chachamim, kol abasar hanimsa, but chachamim have already asered any basar that are found. Bain b'shuk, bain b'yado v'kochavim. I'm sorry, I lost the line. Call it bain b'shuk, bain b'yado v'kochavim. Afa pisha kolam ochrim. V'kol ha-shochtim. Yisrael, even though everybody's Jewish. It's still called basar shenis alim in ha'ayin. V'lo od ela ha-lokeach basar v'nicha b'beso. V'nelam in ha'ayin. What if you put it into your own house? And it's ne'elam in ha'ayin asur. Ela imkein haya bo simin. Unless you have a simin that you could recognize it. O shahaya lo bo tfiyas ayin. Or when you get back, you could really recognize that it is yours. But if it's stam, a piece of meat that you have no recognition, it could be yours, it could not be yours. Right? And then it could be a problem. Only if you recognize it. Again, simen or tviyas ayin, v'hu makir vaday, shehuzeh, oshayet tsar of a chasim, or if it's closed. Right? Very halacha lemaisa, in terms of delivery boys, right? If you have a non-Jewish delivery person of a kosher restaurant, that's why you have to have all the simanim, and it has to be closed up, it can't be open. That's why if you're on an airplane, it has to be closed up. Right? So this is all very halacha lemaisa, the yisod of basar shenis alim min ha'ayin. But our Gemara is talking about on a d'oraisa level. What would be the din d'oraisa? Big shilos, what about leaving meat in your refrigerator and having a non-Jew in the house? Right, so in the Yalkut Yosef, he has a discussion of this, right? The present chief rabbi, Rabbi Yisrael Yosef, in the Yalkut Yosef, in his Sefer on Yeridea, he discusses, does the non-Jew that you might come in at any moment? If he knows that you might come in at any moment, then it's probably okay. Similar to like the Hilchos Yichud. But if they know that you're out for many hours, so then you have to get into Tzvias Ayin and Simanim. You have to know exactly, right? Similar to the wine discussion, right? Different halachas, but Basar Zaman Min Ayin and Yayin She'edam Avushal, that's open in your house. Those are both serious shilas that must be dealt with. Okay, we'll stop here. Basar Zaman Ayin. Parsha Shir is Bezrat tonight. And again, those I mentioned it a couple of days, but those who want to help us and to join and partner with us in terms of creating a new home for our Dafyomi. Please feel free to help us building our shul, right? Nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org. We really need everybody's help to be able to make it a reality. So please join us, and anyone who wants any more information about that, feel free to contact us through that website. Okay, thanks. Everybody's continue tomorrow.